Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Wherever you're listening at around the world, wherever you're looking at the show, welcome to the show today, man. So much to talk about, so much to deal with. I'll be talking about, of course, the hearings that took place with Judge Kavanaugh. I'll be talking about fantasy today. I'll give you some picks. If you played the lineups last night, you should have cashed in both of them. If you got a little weird and changed some stuff up like I told you to, use mine as a roadmap and then add something a little weird in there. If you put Dixon in there, man, you got paid, boy. If you put Dixon in your lineup. I gave you Golf. I gave you Cousins. Gave you Cooper Kupp. But Dixon, I wish I would have put him in there. Shoot, who would have saw that coming? But we'll talk about that a little bit. Then I'm going to give you something that I'm going to start doing once a week called Crazy News. And these are like crazy news stories that – realistically, it's so crazy you wouldn't even believe this was real. But I want to start off the show like this today. We watched the Kavanaugh hearings, and a couple of things, all right? Now, a couple of things that I want to point out about this hearing right off the bat. One, how angry Kavanaugh was. If Kavanaugh was a black Democrat named Brett Johnson, he would have been the angriest man in the history of the world. He'd have been portrayed today as King Kong in the media. He would have been the angriest man ever, ever, if he would have been Brett Johnson, black Democrat. That's how the media and the Republicans would have painted the picture. All right? That's the first thing. Second thing I want to point out. All right. It is deadly obvious that Kavanaugh does not want the FBI to do any investigation of the people he went to school with and grew up with. Now, at first, I was like, well, you know, they can't legally do this because, you know, the statute of limitations have ran and everything else. But now that there's been three definite accusers and two possible accusers that are saying it anonymously, it is no doubt in my mind that the president, the Senate, and everybody else involved should take a recess and find out what the hell is going on. It only makes sense. Dick Durbin from my home state of Illinois, Dick Durbin, who brought Barack Obama onto the scene, Dick Durbin, look, he got him. He got him good yesterday. Because, see, Dick Durbin just used common sense and logic.
Wait a minute. You're a judge. Don't you want to know all the facts? Wouldn't you want to have an investigation? Doesn't that make sense to you? My man Brett just sitting there like, Man, that reminded me of Friday. That's your ass, Mr. Postman. Because he, look, he got him. He smoked him. Smoked him. The problem is this. People have already made up their mind. Now, I told you guys yesterday, I said, look, this is going to come down to four senators. Coker, Flake, Collins, McCaskey. Flake and Coker vote for Trump 93% of the time. I told y'all that. I said, it's really going to come down to these two women. That's what it's going to come down to. And now Joe Manchin is talking about he's on the fence, the Democrat. Man, look. Even for the first time in history, the American Bar Association wrote a letter saying, wait a minute, we need to do an investigation on this. You know why the American Bar Association is writing this letter? Let me explain to y'all why. Because, and see, this is it's two things that the Democrats need to come out and say today. Today, they need to say this. If the Democrats win the House and the Senate, they can impeach Brett Kavanaugh. Because they can do an investigation after the fact. And if they find out he's lied, they can impeach him. They need to come out and say that. You know why they need to come out and say that? Because if they come out and say that, that will make people go vote on both sides, but it also will scare the bejesus out of Brett Kavanaugh. And if he's done something, guess what Brett Kavanaugh is going to do? He's going to take his name out the hat. Because he knows if they win, he don't want to be the first person to ever be impeached off of the Supreme Court. Because that will be his legacy for life, no matter what else he does. I mean, it's literally that simple. The other thing that the Democrats need to be yelling and screaming about today. The Supreme Court is supposed to be a court of justices who may be conservative or liberal in their personal life, but they rise above partisanship when it comes to dealing with the law. Yesterday, in his opening statement about this is a conspiracy on the part of the Democrats, this is payback for the way he did Clinton, this is a Clinton retaliation, the fact that Trump won the election and the Democrats are just mad, what Democrat would feel like they're going to get a fair shake in front of this judge? I mean, honestly, if you're a Democrat and you're a client, you're somebody, you're a defendant, how do you feel like you're going to get a fair trial in front of a judge who's saying it's about Democrats? You can't feel like you're going to get a fair trial. This is to the point now where, for the good of country, you have to see what's going on. If none of this is going on, put him in a seat. Nobody can say nothing. Keep it moving. But if something's going on, you have to look at this. You have to look at that. Because, see, the question now is going to be, because, look, you could hear it in his voice. He hates the Democrats because he feels like they're taking something that belongs to him. Now, the other thing, this is wealth at its best right here. Let me show you what wealth is. He had the nerve to say, you ruined my life with this. Wait a minute. They about to push you up to the Supreme Court, player. How's that ruining your life? Worst case scenario for Brett Kavanaugh is he goes back to being a circuit court judge on the second highest court of the land, making $250,000 or more a year, plus another million or more a year on the circuit, on the speech circuit. What the hell are you talking about? Where's your life ruined? You still gonna have income? You still gonna be a judge? You still gonna be making money? Where's your life ruined at? Man, unbelievable. Now, I'm going to do a video at the end of the show today. Yesterday, I was supposed to do one, but I got caught up on the phone with Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley was calling me, and he had 1,000 questions about this Kavanaugh hearing and 1,000 questions about Cosby stuff. So I ended up talking to him on the phone. And see, I hate talking on the phone, y'all. I really, really do. But, you know, Ricky was like, man, please. He's like, I know you hate talking on the phone, but I need to understand this. So I ended up staying on the phone with him for almost 1.5 hours. So I will do it today, y'all. I will do it today. But if I was a Democrat, the 2 points that I would be making today is, look, if y'all want to rush this through, go right ahead and rush this through. But I promise you, if we win the House or the Senate, we're going to do an investigation. And if he's lied about anything, we're going to call for the impeachment of Brett Kavanaugh. See, this ain't even for the Republicans. This is for Brett Kavanaugh. So that way, if he's lying and he knows he's lying, he'll pull his name out of consideration. He doesn't want to go down in history as the first person to be impeached from the Supreme Court. Doesn't want it. Doesn't want it. So let's see what the Democrats do. Now, the Republicans already passed it. The vote is going to happen probably Saturday about 12:30 in the afternoon. That'll be the official vote of what they're going to do. And then by Tuesday or Wednesday, if he has enough votes, he'll be confirmed. But let me tell you, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what you can do today. I'm going to tell you what you can do today to make a difference in this, if you want to. Plus, I'm going to give you some fantasy football stuff. You're listening to the WB.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of 2 young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
Post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one true fighter in America.
All right, let me say this too. It's a couple other things I want to point out about this hearing, right? I was telling Tony in the break, just imagine this man was all over the place yesterday and he was sipping water. Imagine if he was drinking some beer, how he really would act. Now, let me say this too, and I don't mean this, I'm not trying to be funny here, all right? Because, look, I grew up in a very impoverished area in Chicago, but I've been blessed enough to get educated and I've been around people who have a lot of money. People who have a lot of money have a different thought process than people who have no money at all. They do. They really, really do. And I don't mean that in a good or a bad way. I'm not saying it as a positive or a negative. It's just a different thought process. And I can tell you this. Brett Kavanaugh grew up privileged. He believed that he had certain things that was deserved of him, especially graduating number one, going to Yale, and these other things. And because he believes these certain things are entitled to him, he believes this seat in the Supreme Court is something that was made specifically for him. And so he came in there angry at the fact of somebody questioning him to be in this seat, to the point where he was just outright disrespectful. Senator, what's her name? Clobark? She said, hey, my father was an alcoholic, so I'm real careful about this. And so she asked him a question about, so, you know, have you not drank? What do you drink? What do you like to drink? Are you an alcoholic? Have you blacked out? How the hell are you going? I mean, that's the arrogance right there of privilege. How are you going? You're going to answer a question with a question, and you think people are going to believe you. And what's sad about this, let me tell you what's truly, truly sad about this. Now, I tell you all the time that Trump does not bother me because he's only going to be there 4 to 8 years. But I will say that this part of Trump bothers the hell out of me. You have these Republicans doing this and acting this way simply because of Trump. Lindsey Graham,
What he did yesterday was simply because of Trump. Now, everybody thinks Lindsey Graham wants to be the attorney general. That ain't what's going on, y'all. Let me tell you what's going on. And if you in South Carolina, you already know this. It is two young Republicans in South Carolina that's about to run against Lindsey Graham in 2020. Lindsey Graham needs Trump in order to hold that seat in the Senate because he needs Trump's voters. Remember, Lindsey Graham was the one who was completely against Trump in the beginning. He was with John McCain against Trump. Now, all of a sudden, he's riding with Trump. He's riding with Trump. Know why he's riding with him? He needs those voters. And Trump's voters are loyal and going to go turn out if Trump supports him. And when you look at all these other, I mean, think about this, man. These women have more balls than these men do. But, you know, Betty White said it best. Balls are soft. A vagina is a whole different thing. Jeff Flake and Bob Corker are both about to leave the Senate. They're not even up for re-election. And instead of being responsible and saying, look, let's hold off on this, they're rolling with Trump. Lisa Murkowski and Collins are the only two who stand up. And that's what you can do right now. Call their office. Tell them to vote no so we can get an investigation. Call their offices. One is the senator of Alaska. Murkowski is what? Senator of Maine? I think she's the senator of Maine. Call their offices and tell them, please don't vote yes on this. I mean, it's funny, right? Because as a kid, when you were growing up, right, there's always one kid who always tried to bully everybody, right? But eventually somebody would fight the bully and the bully would calm down and become everybody's friend or, you know, just stop being the bully. You know, I've known bullies who ended up getting bullied because once they got their butt whooped, everybody else started bullying them. But I'm watching this whole thing with this, the Republicans and the Democrats. And you know what I think about every time I think about the United States government? I think about the Gooch. Y'all remember the Gooch on Different Strokes? Nobody ever saw the Gooch, but he was always bullying Arnold. That's what Trump is. Trump is the damn Gooch. Everybody afraid of the Gooch. Oh, man, we better not do this. The Gooch gonna say something. Man, we better vote like this because the Gooch gonna say something. I'm calling Trump the Orange Gooch. That's what I'm calling him, the Orange Gooch, the OG. Trump is the OG. That's right. It's me, Don Don, a.k.a. OG. I was telling Melania, I love being the Orange Gooch. I bully them all. I make them do whatever I want. All of them. Lindsay, you better say something. Flake, I don't care if you're not up for re-election. I'll send my people to you. OG, baby. He the damn Gooch. They all afraid of the Gooch. The only people who ain't afraid of the Gooch is the women. The women. They the only ones not afraid of the Gooch. Now, that should tell you something right there. That should tell you something right there. Man, I'm coughing, laughing at the fact that all these men are afraid of this 72, never fought, had a fight in his life, Orange Gooch. Makes no sense. Call these senators. Who put that in there? Thank you, Sharice. Senator Murkowski, 204-224-6665. Call these senators right now. Tell them to vote no, because they're the only ones who's strong enough to stand up to the Gooch, the invisible bully. OG, Orange Gooch, baby. The Orange Gooch. He got them all afraid, all of them. That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. The Orange Gooch. All right, I'm going to give you the first crazy news story of the day. I want you to listen to this story, and you tell me if this is not crazy or not. Y'all ain't going to believe this. But you know what? This might be the kind of place I would go to be honest with you. That's just, I grew up around places like this. You're listening to the WB.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print five copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10/2018.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now. Right now.
Let me say this before I give you this crazy news story, because when I tell y'all this story, y'all going to be laughing. I know y'all are, because y'all ignorant like me. Y'all going to be like, because when I read the story, I just died laughing. I was like, this can't be real. I was like, this cannot be real. But it was real. One more thing about this Kavanaugh thing, right? Look, from a legal aspect, her story doesn't check out. It doesn't. I got to be honest here, right? She don't know where it happened at. She don't know when it happened. The people who she claimed was there all say it, they never were at something like that. All that really makes her look not credible. And to be honest with you, her testimony for me wasn't what made her credible to me. What made her credible to me was the fact that she had nothing to gain by doing this. Okay? And let me tell you the other thing that makes her credible to me. I don't know if you all have ever been around or dealt with somebody who's a victim of sexual abuse, where somebody's done something to them that they shouldn't have done, okay? I have a very unique perspective on this because my mother was sexually abused as a child and one of my cousins was sexually abused as a child. And because I was really close with my cousin before he passed and because I was so crazy over my mama, hearing their stories and hearing them talk about what happened, I truly understand what this woman is saying. Now, somebody might hear that and say, well, Warren, you're looking at it through the eyes of your mother or your cousin, and that's why you feel for this woman. No, I'm looking at it from this point right here. My mother, to the day she died, couldn't remember everything that happened because she had blacked it out of her mind because it was that horrific to her. My cousin did the exact same thing. Because the turmoil was so bad, they completely blocked it out. Now, I'm going to tell you a true story about myself that I blocked something out of my memory. And my memory is, I have a museum of memories. But for the life of me, I cannot remember this. When I first got out of undergrad, I didn't go right back to graduate school. I didn't go from graduate school to law school. I went and took a job. I went and worked as a chemical engineer in a steel mill, okay? Now, I've told the story about how my head would hurt every time I get to the top of the hill. I had to go over a hill to get to the steel mill. When I get to the top of the hill, my head would just be killing me. I would take Advil, Tylenol, BC Power, taking all this stuff. No matter what I took, my head would hurt the whole 8 to 10 hours I would be in there. Soon as I got over the hill going home, my headache would be gone. Now, while I was working there, an older man who had been there for maybe 30, 35 years, because at the time I was 19, 20 years old. making $70,000 a year. No kids, no responsibilities, no nothing. I was wilding out. Let me tell you, I would sometimes I wouldn't go to bed for 3 days. I would work 2 days, go party all day, then go to sleep and come back the next day and go to work. I was wilding out. Old man told me, he said, man, look, you're way too smart to be in here. You don't need to be doing this for a living. You're going to get stuck in here for life. Go do something you really want to do. Now, one of my responsibilities is, as being the chemical engineer is to test the steel, look at the levels, the measurements, and everything else. Well, the way the steel is buckled, right? What you would do is you would put it on like a round machine once the steel was made. And then they would take basically like a wrap and wrap around it and then lock it. And that's what would hold the steel down. And then they would load it up on the trucks and send it out wherever it needed to go. Well, I was checking a particular piece of steel and the band broke. When the band broke, the steel opened up and knocked me damn near 8 feet in the air. I woke up, my whole front lip was maybe 30, 40 sizes bigger than what it is. I had 100 stitches in the top lip of my mouth to the point where they was like, we may have to do reconstruction on your mouth. I didn't remember none of it. To this day, the only reason I know is because the people who worked there told me what happened. I don't remember the steel hitting me. I don't remember flying in the air. I don't remember going in the ambulance. I don't remember none of that. I don't remember none of it. And so for her to say she doesn't remember, I can believe that. I can believe that. I really can. Really, really can. And see, even my friends who are real educated, when they be like, man, you know God doesn't exist. I said, man, look, I can't say God don't exist, man. You smart. You know all the history. I said, look, let me tell you why I know God exists. I said, because I got hit with that piece of steel, and where I landed at, I was literally about 20 inches from falling into a vat of hot, melted steel. I would have been dead if I'd have fell into that vat. I'd have been dead on sight on the second I hit it. I don't remember none of that. That I don't remember none of that. Only, and like I told him, I said, only God, only his grace could have made it where that happened to me and I'm still here today. And see, this is why I tell people all the time, you know, part of the reason I tell anybody I am unbreakable, because I've been to hell 2, 3, 4 times. I grew up in hell. So going back to hell ain't nothing to me. I know how to get out of hell. You keep fighting. You keep climbing. That's how you get out of hell. You keep giving God the glory. Whether you believe or not, you give, and it's karma. You do right by people. Right come back to you. You help people, even when you ain't got it. Guess what? When you need it, people going to help you. That's how you get out of hell. See, we keep thinking, man, it's everybody else's issue. It's everybody else's problem. No. See, when you help, that's part of your test. That's part of your karma. When you help somebody else who is in need, you are giving yourself good karma. You are pulling yourself out of a bad situation and you don't even realize it. You don't even get what you're doing. How you change what's going on, how you stop what's going on, is you be a service to somebody else. You go help somebody else. And when somebody is there for you and they're helping you, you be loyal to them. If you make it, they make it. You pull them with you. You don't go and make it and act like they didn't help you. You take them with you. You drag them, even if they don't want to come. Hell, that's what I'd be trying to do with some of y'all. Be like, look, just shut up and follow me. Come on, I'm trying to drag you out of this. We have to understand that this life that we live, it is such a short period of time in reality. And see, the thing about time that people don't understand is, let me teach you something real quick. You can be in the exact same place and have two different times. If you are standing at the bottom of the Empire State Building in New York City, and I'm standing at the top, and we both standing there at 12 o'clock, my 12 o'clock going to be different than yours. Did you know that? The higher up you go, the slower time goes. So time is really relevant. But we really have this short amount of time. And because we got this short amount of time, we have to be serviceable to each other, because that's how you get out of hell. That's how you get out of it. And look, don't feel bad. You're going to fall. You're going to make mistakes. Just learn from your mistake. And when you fall, just stand back up. Because every time you get back up, you're going to have one more person who's going to be right behind you saying, okay, I see you. You got that dog in you. I like that dog. I'm rolling with you. Let's keep fighting. All right, when we come back, let me give you this crazy, crazy story. Also, I'm trying to get somebody else on from the, we had Nicole Birch on, but I'm trying to get the web developer on that they're using, because he got a whole bunch of cannabis stuff. So I want to learn more about this cannabis stuff. I'm trying to get him on at 11 o'clock. You're listening to the WB.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now.
All right, so let me tell y'all this crazy story that I read that I just was like, this cannot really be news, right? Now, some of y'all might already heard this story. So, in Dayton, Ohio, the local police busted a strip club. Guess what they busted the strip club for? The strip club was taking food stamps for lap dances, sex. Tony laughing already. Sex and drugs. You can come in there, buy weed, get you some fellatio, and get a lap dance for $100 of food stamps. Tony, you know you'd have been there. I'm going to make it rain with this ETF card. Look, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. I grew up in places like this. I would have been all up in there. I'd have been like, oh man, this is like being at home. Y'all got that Wild Irish behind there, don't y'all? See, you only find Wild Irish Rose in places like this. You get that Wild Irish? Give me a shot of Wild Irish and Sprite. I know y'all think I'm playing. Go look this up. I'm not playing. This is for real. You could go to the strip club. If you had nothing but food stamps, you could get, according to the story, you could get a blunt, a lap dance, and some fellatio for $100 food stamps. $100 food stamps. It's not fake news. It's not. I promise you. Go look it up. Go look. I'm not playing. When I read it, I thought it was fake news too. I was like, this got to be a fake website. So I went and found the local Dayton newspaper, and it was in their paper. I was like, oh Lord, this is for real. This is for real. This is for real. Right. Who said that? Nadine, I'm the same way. When I read the story, I was laughing, but then I was like, man, who was the snitch? Who out here dry snitching like this? Who out here telling the police, man, you can use food stamps over here in the strip club? Oh my God, man. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. You do. You just gotta love it. You really do. You really have to love how we gonna make it work some kind of way. Can you imagine? I mean, think about this, though, right? I already know how this went down, right? Somebody was in there with their boys. Their boys had money. They ain't had nothing but some food stamps. And so they went and hollered at one of the girls and was like, look, I got these food stamps, girl. This $100 is really equivalent to like $125, $150. You ain't got to pay no tax on the food. You know, come on, hook a brother up. Next thing you know, all the girls in there like, hey, I need that food stamp. I don't want the regular cash. I mean, look, I can see it. Hey, look, what have we done since the inception of this country? Everything that they told us was straps, we made it into delicatessens. Y'all have the ribs. Oh, yeah, we make some ribs, rib tips, burn-ins, everything. Y'all had intestines. Okay, we're going to make some chitlins. Yep. Y'all had the testicles. Okay, we'll make some mountain oysters out of the pig. We'll make some mountain oysters. We turn it all into something. That's what we do. Ingenuity, that's right. Ingenuity. Man, look. Yeah, I think I'd be playing. I got another crazy story for y'all next hour. This one crazier than this one. The next one I'm going to give you is crazier than the strip club with food stamps. It's all real. It ain't fake at all. It ain't fake. In fact, you know what I'm gonna do? What I'm gonna start doing when I do this? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give y'all three stories. All right. And on the three stories, you're gonna have to guess black, white, or other. Where did this story come from? Did it come from a black story, a white story, or an other story? That's what I think I'm going to do. That's what I think I'm going to do. Because the next story I'm going to give you right now would have been the white story. And then I got another story that I could have used as an other. And y'all let y'all guess which one is which. That's what I think I'm going to do. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. All right, so next hour, I'm going to do the fantasy stuff. Now, the lineups will be up. They should be, if they're not up now, they should be up by 3 o'clock today. But I'm going to give you some players that I really, really like. I told y'all last night, if you listen to the show yesterday for Thursday night, I told you, I said, look, it's two things that's going on in this game, and it may end up being a shootout. If y'all remember, I told y'all this. I said, one, the Vikings are dealing with their best player having a psychological breakdown. He was breaking into other players' houses. And then I said, two, the Rams, their cornerbacks, Tlaib wasn't going to play. Peterson played, but he was hurt. And I said, look, this may end up being a complete shootout, and that's exactly what it was. I'm going to give you some more games like this. When I'm telling you it's going to be a shootout, those are the games you need to look at to try to put players in, okay? It's a couple of games that's coming up that may be complete shootouts that nobody's going to pay attention to, but I'm going to give them to you today. So I have my lineups up. You pay attention. I'll tell you why I love certain players and the reason why. We'll do that. I think my man is going to call in here from Fun Anna. He's the one who owns the website Fun Anna that Ms. Birch put me in touch with. So I'm going to get him on here today just to talk about all the different cannabis stuff that's going on, because he's doing it big. I got to make sure I'm saying his name right, though. Let me see. I got to make sure I got his name right. Because, man, I am, I don't want to mess his name up. So we'll have him at the top of the hour. It looks like he's going to definitely call me in now. I'll also talk a little bit more about the Brett Kavanaugh situation next hour. And Eric Reed, I want to talk about that. He signed with the Carolina Panthers. Good for the Carolina Panthers. Look, Eric Reed was all pro the last year he played. You know, he made the Pro Bowl, everything else. I think this is a good move for the Carolina Panthers. Although, if I was Eric Reed, I might not have taken the job only because the collusion case that Colin Kaepernick got going may have made him more money, but I know he still wants to play the game, so... Kudos for him. Kudos for the Carolina Panthers. And I think, honestly, like I was telling Tony, I said, you know, Carolina's defense is good enough now to get to the Super Bowl. The question is going to be, can Cam get somebody else he can trust to throw the ball to on a consistent basis besides McCaffrey? So if he can get somebody in, see, with Greg Olsen being out, I don't know if Funchess is going to be able to do it. So that's the problem that they're going to have. But
the opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.